It is Troy with Rural Focus. Been a while since we've chatted to this gentleman, but he's back. Kim Valenti from Valenti Lawyers. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not
bad. Good
morning
to your listeners as well.
Now, speaking this morning, mate, about solicitor's trust account, can you give us, like an overview and maybe a background on this?
I certainly can, Troy. The background to this is that recently, or in the last 3 or 4 months, I had a situation arise in my office where I was speaking to a client about the solicitor's trust account, and I assumed that client knew about a solicitor's trust account and its purpose and use. And during the course of the discussion, it became very clear to me that I had assumed that certain information was known by him about how a solicitor's trust account is used and its benefits, but realised he didn't understand. And that was where I was at fault. I'd assumed some information. That assumption was wrong. So I thought at this radio interview, what I would do is assist by saying and trying to explain to clients what the purpose and use of a trust account is and the benefits of it. So that's the background.
Yep.
Now, the purpose of a trust account is for a person to have an ability to place a certain sum of money which that person owns into an account where it is held in trust for that person. And situations like the payment of a deposit when one buys real estate, payment of an amount of money that is to go to a third party but not to go to that third party until all conditions have been cleared, and also clients, listeners may be familiar with the practice of lawyers of putting some money into the trust account to assist in the defraying of legal costs.
Okay.
There are three examples of how it is used. Mm. But the purpose is to have the client pay an amount of money into a bank account that is not to be used, that amount of money is not to be used until certain conditions stipulated by the client have been met. And so I thought, oh, well, I better just explain that very clearly, because in the instance we were talking about, the client had purchased a property and had a need to put the deposit into an account. And I had to explain very clearly that it's the trust account, not the general account of the law practice. It's the trust account. It stays there. It remains
it
the
stays
property
in there,
and is owned by the client, not by the legal firm. And I think the client thought, hang on, why am I paying into your account? Are you going to go to Acapulco or something? No, I'm not doing that. And it was important for me to try to explain and clarify, and to your listeners too, some who have not had this experience.
Yeah.
It is a very good benefit because it's an independent receptacle. The account is a trust account, not an ordinary account. It is in the lawyer's name. It is audited every year, and that audit report goes to the Legal Practice Board of Western Australia, which is the entity which issues practice certificates annually to lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's something wrong in the trust account, you can rest assured an annual practice certificate, which we all must get every year, might not be coming to hand, which means that the lawyer, if anything untoward ever occurred, would not be admitted to practice again, or the certificate wouldn't be allowed. So there's a safety net for the client in this instance, and the client need not worry. And also, the client must also recognise that the money does not become the property of the lawyer. It remains the property of the client, and only when the property that they've purchased, for instance, has been settled, or the transaction that they've decided to enter into, or the conditions have been met, or a bill has been drawn for legal fees. Only in those events, in those three examples, can the monies be accessed by and transmitted to a third party. And I felt, Troy, that today might be just the day to just mention it. It just clarifies a little bit of not so much the mist, but people think, oh, yeah, solicitor's trust account. Well, this is what it's really about. And they're very good places to leave monies when they need to go to another party, but not until certain things happen.
Okay.
It's a conditional payment.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of people actually would make this mistake not knowing that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I that's what really came to my mind. I thought, the client thinks it's going into my account.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to use it. I'm thinking, no, hang on.
Take for the trip away somewhere.
That's right. Even if COVID is still here. And I wanted to clarify that for him. So that's the purpose of that particular topic, the solicitor's trust account, and the overview, Troy. I hope that makes sense.
It certainly does. And if people want to know more, say, on that or other bits and pieces, can they get in contact with you there, Kim?
Certainly. My mobile number is 0411-889-049. And then there's the website, valenti.com.au. And a question can be put to us. I'm more than willing to assist clarify any matter that still exists.
All right. So get in contact with Kim today. Yeah, the solicitor's trust account, if you're probably like most of us and sort of thinking of what Kim has just said, Yeah, do get in contact with the team there today at Valencia. Lovely. Lawyers. Kim, thanks for your time, mate. Nice to chat.
Thank you very much, Troy. All the best to you and to those farmers that suffered over the weekend. They're in our minds, I must say. They're in our minds. All the best to them too.